I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Kirk and Nolan in the studio as always, and great to be back with you for another week. You know, we're just... We talk about it all the time, Nolan, and having MLB stay in the sports world during the off season, and I guess of all the craziness of keeping them in the attention day to day, seems to be one Mr. Carlos Correa recently. So over the last month, anyways, so we definitely have the our thoughts and opinions on the updates of where he's signed on to today with the Minnesota Twins, I guess becoming official. We'll be talking about that tonight. Some other interesting signings from different teams. The Marlins with Johnny Cueto this week, setting up for possible trades down the road. So we'll be talking about little things like that as well, our thoughts and opinions, and going from there. And of course, then we'll be answering your questions at the back end of thanks for being back with us. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. And before we get going, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid that creates that palm up, palm down feeling to get through the zone, stay in the batting zone, playing a long time, and be able to hit that outside ball up the middle and inside as well, consistently throughout. So, and also our great friends over at the Rope Trainer. So, you know, you can find out more about the Rope Trainer and get your very own right off our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and you'll understand why we, along with John Smoltz, Hall of Famer, believe in that everybody from little leaguers to the big leaguers should have one in your throwing program. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if you do have future questions on that, reach out, DM me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or email me directly at Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and I'm happy to talk your way through or talk you through that and help you understand how it can help you and why really it should be a part of your throwing program. It needs to be a part of your throwing program. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, like I said. So, but yeah, it's great having you back, Dirtbags, and wherever you were over around the world listening to us. Again, we thank you so much. We hope you had a dirty week, get after it week. If you happen to be a coach out there and you went to the American Baseball Coaches Association convention in Nashville last week, hopefully you had a fantastic time. It's a great show. Nolan and I didn't go this year, but we do love it, so and think highly of it, and you can get all kinds of information from it. So we will be back here momentarily, so let's settle in and get after it.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to get after it?
It finally happened. Carlos Correa. Back to the Minnesota Twins. 6-year, $200 million. Ends the incredibly confusing saga of his offseason, which included three-team $865 million stops. So
what a whirlwind for a month.
So to kick it off, November 7th, opts out with 2 years, $70.2 million remaining. Accepts the Dodgers, or the Giants, sorry, offer of 13-year, $350, fails the physical. Then goes to the Mets, 12-year, $315, fails the physical. Then brings it right back to where it all began. Well, I shouldn't say where it began, but where the offseason began, sorry, for him with the Minnesota Twins, obviously signing 6-year, $200 million. He's got four vesting options. So the way that that works is basically it can take the total of his contract up to a 10-year, $270 million contract. In order to reach those extra 4 years in the contract, in year six, he has to have 575 plate appearances for the seventh year to kick in, 550 plate appearances for year eight to kick in, 525 plate appearances for year nine to kick in, and 502 for year 10 to kick in. I don't know what the salary is for each of those years. Obviously, we'll figure that out in a little bit. But over those 4 years, it's going to be approximately 4 years at $70 million.
Yeah, I mean, Twins, what? I think supposedly it offered him 10-year, $285 before the Giants jumped in at the $350 mark. So, you know, one way they look at it, they saved $85 million on him. They save, what, 10 or $15 million if he ends up going right through the 10 years at the end of the day. But you know what? Worked out for the Twins, I guess, on appearance. And like we said, in fairness, obviously the Giants and the Mets were concerned with the fibula break back in the minor leagues, the stress to the ligaments and all that stuff and the concerns. And as we get older, you know what? Now you're going to adjust your hips. You're going to affect your back, the rest of the body or whatever and that because it's a lower half injury, obviously. So those are real things. Those are real things that every human goes through if they've got lower half extremities with you know, a sprained ankle, a broken bone, whatever it is, a ACL tear in the knee. It just makes sense. The rest of the body ends up going as you get older or whatever and that because you adjust how you go about your day-to-day work. So end of the day, obviously the Mets and the Giants were super concerned. They didn't get it done. Comes back to the Twins. Great for the Twins, but my as we were talking off air, Nolan, what else have the Twins really done this year? And I get it. If you're a Twins fan, maybe you're really excited about that. Maybe that's enough for you. Maybe you got it allows you to trade other players. I don't know. For me, just sitting here, though, I go, oh, my God, you should have been doing some other things in the meantime because there was no guarantee that this outcome was going to turn out the way it was, right?
Yeah, and especially since, I mean, earlier in the offseason, they had already traded Gio Urshela. Exactly. So they still have the third base opening. You could argue that they still need starting pitching help. Not necessarily at the top end, because, I mean, you got Sonny Gray, but they definitely need some more starters there. You're looking at it like other teams in the AL Central, they've all at least improved to some extent. I mean, Cleveland hasn't really improved all that much outside of the acquisition of Mike Zunino instead of Austin Hedges. And who's their backup? Luke Maley?
Yeah. He went to the Reds as well, Maley or whatever, in that minor league deal. But, you know, exactly. Not a lot of movement in the AL Central, as we know. But Guardians are still a good young team. I mean, hey, let's be honest. The Twins are a good young team, too. I mean, let's look at Buxton, for example, or whatever. And that the guy really is a 5-tool player. Put aside the injuries. I mean, he's one of those players that plays so hard that he brings on injuries to himself to a degree, right? Like when you look at his injuries, he's running into outfield walls making Superman catches of Torii Hunter days and even at a level higher than Torii Hunter or whatever.
Yeah.
He gets the balls that outfielders just can't get to.
Yeah.
But kudos to him. He goes and gets them. If we're talking dirtbags, right? He's a guy you want on your team because he goes as a pitcher and he makes those plays. He goes as a teammate and makes those plays. What'd he end up with? 28 bombs in limited time last year. That guy, he can play. So if he stays on the field or whatever and can get healthy for them or whatever, and obviously two phenomenal bats right there, good team around them, but you're right. That pitching for me, it I don't know. I'm not comfortable with that pitching in that division because the White Sox, as we've said many times, they cannot possibly have the injuries that they had in the past year.
No. Like the White Sox, you got to assume, are going to take another step forward and they'll be more like the 2021 team than the 2022 team. I mean, I think that's safe to assume. Cleveland Guardians, obviously, like you said, young team, but they made the playoffs last year. Won the AL Central, and they still got Tito behind them. Like, as long as that dude's in town, you know that's going to be a competitive team. Detroit 2 years ago, obviously, took the step forward. Last year, regressed. But, I mean, you're looking at it this year, their young pitchers are going to be healthy. Obviously, they just traded Gregory Soto over to the Philadelphia Phillies, got back a couple young outfielders. But here's something interesting that might benefit Detroit. I read that they're moving in the center field wall by 8 feet, so it's going to be 412 feet instead of 420. Then they are lowering the right field porch all throughout and the center field porch down to 7 feet instead of 8.5 feet tall and 13 feet tall in right center.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's going to be more of a air quotations hitter-friendly park because, obviously, it's still a deep park. Like, I think it's still 345 down the left field line, 412 straightaway center. Power alleys are about 420 to 425 still. Like, you need a good poke to go out there. And then, yeah, right field, I mean, it's still, I think, 330. But either way, it's going to be a little bit better for their guys. And, I mean, you're looking at it, too. Like, they got guys like Riley Green, who obviously everybody's kind of expecting him to take that sophomore jump. Spencer Torkelson, obviously number one overall pick just a few years ago, who had a terrible rookie year. But, I mean, the way that guy profiles, everybody's expecting him to make the jump, make his final year, so you're going to assume that the guys are going to make a run for him. Kansas City's an interesting team that you're looking at. They obviously have Salvador Perez still. A bunch of veterans. You got to assume that they'll sign Zach Greinke closer to spring training starting just to give him one more kick at the can. I don't know, man. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Minnesota needed to do more things than just re-sign Correa. Obviously, on paper, it looks great when you're bringing in a player of his magnitude. But obviously, they had him on paper last year, and he didn't help him out.
No, and I just want to jump back to the White Sox, too. We definitely want to give that shout-out to Liam Hendricks for sure, right? That's a devastating short, hopefully a short-term blow to their closer position, and God willing, he'll be healthy and come right through the cancer diagnosis that we all heard about over the last week. So our fingers are crossed for them as well, and especially him as a person, his family. Our thoughts and prayers are with him every step of the way for sure.
And then you got, obviously, big news out of Boston. Trevor Story undergoes elbow surgery. So basically, it's not Tommy John surgery, but it more or less is like an abbreviated Tommy John surgery. It's basically on the ulnar collateral ligament just to help it kind of stay, I don't know if fused is the proper terminology for it, but help it stay in place. The expected timetable for most players is 4 to 6 months, unlike pitchers who are usually a year, because obviously they have to come back and be able to throw off-speed stuff and whatnot. Trevor Story, the hope this year was for him to slide over to shortstop after losing out on Xander Bogaerts.
No, that's a devastating blow for sure. And by all accounts, it wasn't something that was during the season. It came out of nowhere within the last, month, you were saying, based on ramping up his throwing program.
Yeah.
And just, you know, those type of issues are from pre-existing. For me personally, it's pre-existing issues that just, you know what, the ligaments couldn't hold out anymore or whatever and that, or the pain threshold, the combination of both. And obviously he got it looked at and diagnosed and got probably the worst news you could get with, but get it repaired, get it fixed. I guess if you're going to do it in a year, do it in this year with the Red Sox. So, but we'll talk more about it in the next segment, Dirtbags, and we're going to be right back here in a moment.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And we were talking about Trevor Story and the elbow issue before the break. So, you know, like we said, you know, a combination of both, but the way the Red Sox are this year, whatever, maybe it's a best case scenario or whatever. Go and get it fixed, completely healed, earn the back end of that contract. You got Devers signed now. Hopefully it takes care of the left side of the infield and they can move forward from there. So, you know, what else do you say? It's a blow.
Yeah, I guess it's Jeter Downs time in Boston finally. That's obviously he was kind of like the big guy coming back in the Mookie Betts trade there a few years back with the Dodgers. Alex Verdugo has really been the only guy there to actually get significant playing time for the Boston Red Sox in return for Mookie. And I mean, that one right now looks like a huge loss for Boston. Obviously, you're looking at it and two teams that have gone in completely opposite directions.
And there's been rumors this year of both those guys being on the trade block even, right? Considering trading both those guys, Verdugo and Downs.
Yeah.
Just because it just hasn't worked out to the level that they were hoping for sure. But that's all part of a trade, right? You never know. And especially when you're dealing a marquee player like a Mookie Betts. You know, it's that old, holy moly, how many minor leaguers do you give up, right? We saw it with Soto last year, whatever. The Nationals look good, but nothing until those guys come back and prove a bit of return on investment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that one, anytime you're dealing prospects, it's tough to guarantee what you're going to get back in return. That's why even, like, you're looking at it right now, the Miami Marlins, obviously a team that just signed Johnny Cueto, they're interested in Major League Ready players. They're not interested in prospects right now. Like they've said, hey, listen, we just signed Johnny Cueto. We got about four or five guys right now that are on the trade block, four starting pitchers out of their five. Obviously, Alcantara is untouchable barring a haul. Like it needs to be a flat out ridiculous overpay to get Sandy Alcantara. You're looking at it though. Like, I mean, obviously everybody likes tying the St. Louis Cardinals to the Miami Marlins, just because the Cardinals have so many players that are major league ready right now, that are young kids, they just can't obviously go there. And the Cardinals only have one starting pitcher signed after this year. So you're looking at it like a guy like a Pablo Lopez, Edward Cabrera, Trevor Rogers, and Jesus Luzardo. Like all those guys, they're all available. And every single one of them young, still under control for at least 2 years. Like, tons of interest will come throughout the major leagues just because, yeah, you got Johnny Cueto. Then you're looking at what they still got in the system. You got Sixto Sanchez, who obviously a couple years ago during the shortened season came up. He looked pretty good. One of the headliners in that JT Realmuto trade a few years back. Yuri Perez, Max Meyer, one of their first-round picks from just a couple years ago. Like, they got some dudes that are knocking on the doorstep. So it makes tons of sense for them to be expressing, like, some sort of trade interest in any of those guys. Because obviously Trevor Rogers, 2 years ago, he was in the NL Rookie of the Year running. And this year was even considered a dark horse for the NL Cy Young based on the way he pitched 2 years ago.
Yeah, that just opens up so many options for them, right? Puts them in the Brian Reynolds conversation with the Pirates. Has to, you know. The Cardinals, obviously the Yankees are looking for left field, but more pitching if they can get it. It just, wow. I like it. That's a move that I just like, that Johnny Cueto. Buy them, for them, and just opening up options because they're in the driver's seat, I think, without question. I think they're in a great position to be able to evaluate what's out there over the last couple of years, really know who's got the track record to be able to line up and match up and get a good return on great young pitchers. It's as simple as that. It should be a good two-way trade, however they work it. If they work one or they work two trades out of that deal, it should be hopefully those good old-fashioned, the way you want to see trades work both ways. It's that simple. So I like it. Yeah, I want to slide back up to the Phillies. You had said about the Soto trade, and obviously Cody Clemens went to the Phillies as well with that one. You know, again, you're starting to see those Dave Dombrowski moves, right, where hey, he had that more than a taste, I would say, on the potential of a World Series championship. Middleton, his ownership, he obviously saw the whole journey and the whole vision and the whole potential of being that close to the World Series championship that is allowing Dombrowski to move out again, all those minor leaguers or whatever that they have and those young players or whatever to hopefully get over that final hump and close the door. But Soto now gives them two lefties that had 81% of all fastballs that were throwing 100 miles an hour or faster out of relief pitchers last year. They got two pitchers that threw 81% of all the 100-mile-an-hour fastballs at the back end of that rotation. They signed Craig Kimbrell a couple of weeks ago. Rob Thompson's got some options there now.
Is that real? Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, that's kind of crazy. All right. No, I mean, yeah, you're looking at it. Like, it's on the surface, I don't know. Like, it's not a bad deal. I don't think the Phillies really gave up a lot.
No.
To get Soto. Like, Vierling, I mean, he's still a prospect. Like, obviously, he's had major league experience. Same as Maton, or Matone, however you pronounce his last name. Like, they're guys that have had a cup of tea up in the big leagues. Obviously, still tons of control and everything like that. But I don't know if they're necessarily great moves to make. Soto, I feel like you should have dealt them probably mid-season instead of right now, just to get something back in return type of deal. Like, Soto, yeah, the past 2 years he's been an all-star. I mean, obviously every team in the major leagues has to have an all-star, and I guess by kind of limited options there in Detroit, you got to kind of put him in. I don't know. Like, that's the thing, though. Like you said, they have options at the back end of their bullpen, but there's no bona fide stud closer right now for Philadelphia. Like, you kind of like the way that Sir Anthony Dominguez finished out the year for them. Obviously, he was kind of their guy down the stretch in the playoffs, and Zach Eflin not being there anymore. Like,
I'm thinking with Kimbrell, he's done enough since he got traded from the Cubbies to the White Sox, being in the setup role, doing a bit of that with the Dodgers last year again. He's got that experience now under his belt of being the setup plus the closer, right?
Yeah.
And I think that at least has to make you more comfortable if you're Robbie Thompson, Dombrowski, and his teammate, obviously. But now you got lefty, 100 mile an hour, maybe Kimbrell, which still deals up there in the high 90s. Then you come back with Soto, let's say, and then you got the closer. Jeez, that's some pretty filthy stuff coming at you.
Yeah.
From potentially the 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I mean, Framber Valdez, he was that hard-throwing lefty, and look how Yordan Alvarez ended that man's career. Like, he looked woeful in the playoffs, so that's why I'm saying, man, I don't know if speed's necessarily all the hype, right? Like, everybody nowadays can catch up to that 100 miles an hour, it seems like, in the major leagues.
They can, but so, you see it from righty to lefty, lefty to righty, back and back.
No, boy, I know.
I'll tell you what.
I know. No, it'll be a good bullpen. It's just the fact that they need that legitimate closer. That's the issue there. Then one of those guys, I'm sure, can slide into it. Obviously, Soto's been the most recent closer of record, I guess, there. Like, he has the most saves over the past couple of years, at least. Kimbrell, I mean, that's still the one that's going to be an anomaly to me. I think right now on paper, you got to slide him in as your ninth inning guy just because. But end of the day, they have options at least.
Well, and that's what spring training's about, right? You got to go in there. You got to have that conversation. You got to have it regularly, openly, and have trust with every one of your pitchers, starters through your closers. And, hey, guys, go out and battle for it. You're mm-hmm. all professionals. Go out and show us that it's that simple. You're going to show us where you slot in. It's that simple. There is no other way of saying it. No baby in them. No excuses. You've been to the dance. Now, are you going to win the World Series or not?
Then just a few more things of note. We got AJ Pollock signed a 1-year, $7 million deal with the Mariners. Luke Jackson, 2-year, $11.5 million deal with the Giants. Brandon Belt, 1-year, $9.3 million deal with the Blue Jays. Everybody's favorite, Brett Phillips, 1-year, $1.2 million with the Angels. Corey Dickerson, 1-year, $2.25 with the Nats. And then Nelson Cruz, 1-year, $1 million deal with the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, you know, a lot of teams just starting to fill the depth, those stronger teams starting to fill their depth, not only at the major league level, but the minor league level as well. Those teams that just haven't done anything or whatever, and I don't know what you see them do over the next 2 months before spring training starts. You know, small little moves here and there, and that's about it, right? We're looking more at the trades, like you and I were talking about, AJ Pollock going to the Mariners. What are they thinking there with the overload of outfielders they've got? Are they wanting to stay in that opportunity, that potential with the Marlins, for example, right? There's another team that the Marlins now can look at and say, hey, we've got options there as well. So I don't think the Marlins have to panic at all on trading any of those bona fide starters.
No.
They're in total control.
Yep. Yeah, no, they can take their time with it. Let teams figure out, okay, what their rotations look like. See if it's a legitimate five guys that they got. And then just hustle anybody for whatever they want.
Well, and I would like, do
they're
that
they're in the driver's seat.
Right? I'd be looking at any of the players playing in the World Baseball Classic off these rosters. I'd be looking at what their spring training looks like, right? You know, you got a Jared Kelenic, for example, that pops off the top of my head with the Mariners, right? Big trade a few years ago, just hasn't been able to settle in with the Mariners and get the job done. So, you know, and I'm sure they're going to probably be looking at pushing a kid like that. That's why I bring him up, right? But now the Marlins, they don't need to jump on a player like that. They can be selective and say, hey, fellas, we got Mr. DePoto, we got options. We got other teams.
Even that, yeah, it sounds like, I mean, there's some internal interest in two guys in Tristan Casas off the Boston Red Sox and Ryan Mountcastle off of the Baltimore Orioles as two potential long-term first base options for him. But a guy that I'm really interested in to see how he bounces back out of the list of free agents that I just mentioned, Luke Jackson. In 2021, he had a 1.98 ERA in 71 appearances for the winning Atlanta Braves. That's a guy that I think, if he bounces back the way that he should, that'll be very interesting. We'll come right back after the break and answer some of your guys' questions.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Save $200. Plus special financing. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. So time to get after some curtain call questions. And Nolan, we had the big, another signing from the Toronto Blue Jays, another lefty hitter, a little backup for Vlad Guerrero if you want. Brandon Belt getting signed this year to the one-year contract. What was unique about it was there was a comment from Mr. Aubrey Huff on his Twitter account that we found quite interesting. Would you care to share it and give your thoughts and opinions?
Anyone have a daughter that could play first base and hit .213 for the season with 8 home runs, 24 RBIs, and a 0.3 war? She could make $9.3 million playing for the Blue Jays. That was a shot by Aubrey Huff. I don't know what Aubrey Huff's deal is with Brandon Belt. Obviously, Brandon Belt was Aubrey Huff's replacement in San Francisco. So maybe there's some turmoil from 10 years ago, 11 years ago. I really don't have a clue what his deal with Brandon Belt is, honestly. But, I mean, you're looking at it like, don't get me wrong, that's a terrible overpay by the Blue Jays. Like, I think that is just a horrible contract. I don't really know what the plan is for him. I'm assuming he's going to DH and then split time as a platoon type of deal at first base when Vladdy needs a day off. Because Brandon Belt hasn't really stayed healthy over the last few years either. Like, that's the thing. So for him to be earning that type of money to essentially be a backup player, I can't agree with the contract. So, I mean, I think it's kind of funny, but I think Aubrey Huff took it way over the top. Like, I want to know more about what the whole backstory is, like why him and Brandon Belt don't get along, because that's a pretty aggressive shot. Like, you don't just say something like that unless you have legitimate beef with the guy.
Yeah, I mean, Aubrey Huff to me wasn't that type of player or whatever, and I was just a guy that went out there and was a professional, and so I was very shocked when I saw that comment on his Twitter feed. But hey, again, like you said, we don't always know what goes on behind the closed doors, right? And obviously there's something there, but for me, at 9.3, I mean, the Jays aren't looking at him as a backup. I mean, obviously they focused on defense this year. Obviously they focused on realigning and getting some lefties in that lineup. So I have to believe that he's going to be DHing, and or at least they're looking at him to be DHing regularly and backing up Vlad Guerrero to be able to play first when he needs to be able to take a day off and just DH. Because exactly right. That's a significant amount of money, you know what, for a guy that's at the back end of his career. But again, on the other side of that, it's like the Don Mattingly signing. You're talking about a guy that's got a couple of World Series with the Giants. He's got that experience. You know what? Maybe it's that sounding board, just another guy in the room, right, to sit there and say, guys, Bo, Gavin Biggio, Vlad, hey, guys, regular season, it's great to battle for awards, but it doesn't matter ultimately if you don't win the World Series. You're going to get paid a lot of money. When your time comes, you're going to get paid incredible amounts of money, but you're also going to lose incredible amounts of money if you don't have World Series beside your name when your time comes. And that's the truth, and it should be the truth, because that's what management wants to see, right? Not only great players, but players that have been to the dance and won. Or they get there consistently because they can play during the regular season and the postseason. So that's a very interesting one. There's no question about it. Another one that came through was a question about a guy that was kicked out of baseball there a few years ago with the Atlanta Braves, John Cappellino. And if you remember back then, he got in trouble for international signings and doing a lot of overspending, breaking the rules, and it cost him his job ultimately or whatever. And just this past week, the MLB reinstated him too as well. So the question was, you know, what's our thoughts on that with the, you know, you got the Houston Astros and you got different stories that you hear about Trevor Bauer, you know, all those things in light of what's going on, you know, over the last, what, 4 or 5 years, as recently as, you know, the Trevor Bauer case. So what's your thoughts on reinstating him? There's not too much details out there right now, but, and he's management, not a player, I get that, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he served as general manager for the Atlanta Braves for just 3 years, from 2015 to 2017. Prior to his ban, like you said, did a bunch of shady stuff on the side where it seemed like he was just okay. International signing bonus schemes and
running rogue,
and some draft picks and stuff like that. Yeah, like I don't know exactly how he was allowed to be reinstated, honestly, in the first place, because it sounds like he's cheating the game pretty significantly in terms of what the players are actually getting signed for and everything like that, and fudging the books almost to an extent, some criminal white collar stuff. Anyways, I really don't know enough about the guy to say one way or the other on whether he should have been reinstated. Just based off of what I've read, it kind of surprised me at the fact that Rob Manfred even allowed this to happen. I don't know what MLB team right now would put a stamp beside his name and say, hey, this is a guy that we're interested in.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's almost like one of those quiet, they were hoping that kind of part of the quiet season, down period, maybe slide him back in there, get him back into the business, and it'll go under the rug, right? And probably for the most part, it will go under the rug. But at the end of the day, that's right. I mean, you've nailed people for cheating over the years. At the end of the day, you were cheating. You were breaking the rules or whatever and stuff like that. And I get it. Anybody out there of you listening, you sit there and say, well, how long is enough? Great question. I don't know how long enough is enough. And that's the amazing thing about sports. Everybody has a different opinion. Everybody has a different thought on it. For me personally, you know what? You did what you did. You got to pay the piper or whatever and that. And again, I guess 3 years he's paid the piper maybe or whatever and stuff. Let him back in and see if he's learned his lesson, so to speak, or get him at a lower level. Who knows what? But I think it was just one of the ones where MLB tried to slide him back in there, do a nice little favor or whatever. But It you do that, it's that gray area, right? You do it for one, how do you not do it for the others? How do you compare, you know, Pete Rose doing what he did to, you know, John Capilano doing what he did or whatever? And at the end of the day, it's all cheating if it's under the rules of cheating. So I'm not in favor of it, and it's as simple as that. So another question on the amateur development side that came in or whatever, and that it's what is our thoughts and opinions that for coaches that where they run into a lot of trouble, and trainers where they run into a lot of troubles in this day and age with the way young players are brought up. So I'll answer that first, and then you can slide in if you want to, Nolan, at the end, if you have thoughts. For me personally, it comes back to your integrity, your accountability, your commitment, your effort that we always talk about, right? If you're a coach or a trainer, you have to be bluntly honest. And don't confuse being bluntly honest with being mean, critical, or going overboard. That's not what I'm talking about. If a person has to work on development, give them the straight goods. Be honest with them. You can prep them before you just lambaste them so it doesn't come across like it's a lambaste. If somebody's working on pitching, let's say, or whatever, and it's talk about the realities of pitching. We talk about the physical development all the time and stuff like that. I'm working with a few pitchers right now. And like I said to them right off the bat, here's something for you. Every coach in the world cares about one thing from their pitchers. And this is it. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. It's not about your velocity. It's not about your capabilities, your athletic skill. All I care about is that you know how to get hitters out, and you get hitters out. It's that simple. Every coach at every level, that's what they care about for pitchers. Get hitters out. That's what your teammates care about. Get the ball in the air. Get the ball on the ground. We'll make the play. We'll get them out so we can get back on the offensive stick. Hitters, you can have whatever style, whatever philosophy works for you. Great. I'll try to adapt to it. But all I care about is that you hit the ball and get on base to score us runs. I don't care. If you're 100 Pence and you hit ball and you get on base and you help us win, 100 Pence had a tremendous MLB career. He looks probably as far from a hitter as most people would do it, and he says it himself. But the reality is he gets on base, and he got the job done. So speak in realities, okay? Speak honestly and openly with those people all the time, because that's what they want to hear. The parents may not like it in the short term, but if you're consistent with your message and consistent in how you present it and that they know you're just doing it to make them a better player at that point in time or in their baseball journey, then you're the guy they want to be saddled beside. And that's what we do all the time, because if we're not a fit, we're not a fit. There's no use trying to sugarcoat it and kiss your behind or whatever and that to keep you working with us. We don't want that. That would drive us crazy, and we'd be lying all the time. So we're just not going to do that. Create that honest, open trust network that sometimes we have to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. You got any additions to that one, Nolan?
No, you nailed that one.
And our last question for today, Nolan, is a question that was on velocity. Everybody's talking about velocity. So the question was, how do we create velocity with our players that we work with and stuff? So first of all, you have to understand that there's two types of velocity that's created from a pitcher, every pitcher in the world. One is visual velocity, and that is what the batter sees. That's the perception of how fast the ball gets from the pitcher to the batter, to the catcher. And the other one is real velocity. The problem is the majority of you out there don't understand those two types of velocity. And it is imperative that you understand virtual velocity. So in other words, throwing across your body, your arm and your release point is going to be further behind. Opening up too early, it's going to be a drag and a pull across. And your visual velocity is going to be a lot different than coming right through what we say, pounding the dime, going straight to the dime. The dime is our target. It's our actual target that we work on. Dime inside the glove or a dime on the shin pads, whatever your focal point is. It's a dime instead of a bigger target than that. So it's a fine focus. So it's getting your eyes, your stride foot, and your middle finger, since it's the last thing to touch the baseball as it leaves your hand, to go to and through the dime. And that's going to activate both visual velocity and actual real velocity. And that's going to give that hitter the least amount of time to be able to see that pitch, recognize that pitch early, but also give you the ultimate velocity, actual velocity, radar velocity, because you are going directly with your whole body with all intent to and through the dime. So again, great questions that were sent in. Please continue to send them in to us. You can DM us on Facebook and Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can get in touch with me directly, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Any way you want to do it, we can talk off air, we can talk through the week, or we can answer them here on the show. And the other one is, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear is the worst thing that you can have. No question is a dumb question to us. They are all imperative to your overall development and your baseball journey. And that is why we're here. We say it all the time. We are here for you, and we can't do it without you. So we will be right back here. Nolan will be giving his final thoughts. Take a break, and we'll see you in 2 seconds.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So obviously with the Hall of Fame announcement being 2 weeks out, seems like there's an outside chance we could have as many as 4 players voted into the Hall of Fame. Right now, you got Scott Rolen leading the public ballots and anonymous ballots with 81.5% of the votes, followed by Todd Helton with 79.5%, Andrew Jones, 70.2%, and Billy Wagner with 73%. Obviously, the threshold to get into the Hall of Fame is 75%. So, I mean, there's still approximately another 150 ballots to be made public, I guess. I don't really know exactly what the official terminology is, but for them to be officially counted and everything like that. Either way, I mean, Scotty Rolen, Todd Helton, I'd imagine they might get in this year. Scott Rolen seems like he'll definitely get in. That's good for Billy Wagner and good for Gary Sheffield and Andrew Jones and those guys all to be up there in the high 60s, low 70s for percentile for their candidacy going forward.
Well, we're going to know pretty soon, right? And it's great that, like you said, you have that many people that high up at this point in time as well or whatever. And you know what? All deserving in their own right, in their own way. So, hey, we're going to find out real soon, Dirtbags, who's in and who's out for this class. So sit back, and next week we'll have more information on it. So before we get going with finish up this episode, again, we want to thank our team over at Rip Grip Pro. You can check them out at ripgrippro.com, the hitting training aid that gives you the palm up, palm down sensation, and also the guys over at the Rope Trainer, like John Smoltz says, and we do too. Everybody in from little leaguers to the pros should be using it. So check it out, and you can check that out right on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and you can buy it right there from us if you need to. So Dirtbags, as always, wherever you are in the world listening to us right now, we cannot thank you enough for doing what you do, being a part of this great game of baseball. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Share the message. Share it with other people in the baseball industry that you know. If you like the show, leave a comment for us. Hey, that's what it's all about, is growing and having fun and loving and dying and breathing and loving this game to its fullest. So on that note, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.